Unit 1. Patriotic Symbols. Lesson 1. The Statue of Liberty.
Main Reading. The Statue of Liberty is perhaps the most easily recognized symbol of the United States for people all over the world. At the turn of the 20th century, this majestic representation of freedom and democracy greeted countless immigrants coming to America by ship from Europe. Many of these people were searching for a better life and more opportunities in the United States, while others were escaping political and religious persecution in their home countries. Since the statue's dedication in 1886, millions of people, from immigrants to tourists, have passed by and visited this very important symbol of America. The statue itself, a gift of friendship and goodwill from the people of France to the American people, stands 92 meters high and is located in the harbor of New York City. The Statue of Liberty was built to commemorate the 100th anniversary of American independence. The statue shows a woman raising a torch in her right hand. This symbolizes her lighting the way to all those who pass by her. Cradled in her left arm is a tablet which has July 4, 1776 engraved on it. This is the date when America declared independence from Great Britain. At the base of the statue is a bronze plaque that has a poem written on it. This sonnet was written in 1883 by Emma Lazarus, and it beautifully outlines the symbolism of the Statue of Liberty. In part, it reads, "Give me your tired and poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door." These inspiring words reflect the ideals behind the Statue of Liberty: life, liberty, and the pursuit of freedom. The statue is a constant reminder to all who see it of the founding principles of the United States. It is dedicated to all those in the past, present, and future who have come or wish to come to America to pursue a new life. An American icon, the Statue of Liberty has been copied in countries all over the world, including Japan. Its importance, as well as its elegant design and beautiful shape, make it a popular symbol of personal freedom and democracy. It is one of the most visited places in the United States, not only by Americans, but by people from all over the world. Listening Practice, Guest Corner. Lisa, have you ever been to New York?
Yeah, I went there on a school trip a couple of years ago. Why?
Well, I need to interview someone who has visited the Statue of Liberty for my history class. Did you see the statue?
Absolutely. That was the highlight of my trip.
Great. What impressed you the most about it?
Its size. It's 92 meters high. It's so big.
Do you know when it was dedicated?
I think it was in 1886. It was actually a gift to the United States from France.
What was the occasion?
Oh, it was to commemorate America's 100 years of independence from Great Britain.
View from Japan. When I was studying English overseas, people would often ask me if Japan had a national symbol. I always answered yes, and then asked them, "When you think of Japan, what do you think of first?" Most people I asked listed several things that are typically Japanese: sushi, geisha, anime, karaoke, and Mount Fuji. That's Japan's national symbol, Mount Fuji. Many countries have a man-made object that becomes a national symbol, but Japan has a natural icon, and one that is recognized easily by everyone all over the world. Mount Fuji is not only Japan's highest mountain, but is considered to be a sacred mountain. It has been featured in paintings, haiku, and stories for centuries. When I was a high school student, I climbed Mount Fuji while on a school trip. It was such a memorable experience that I will never forget it.